Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
This show doesn't stink. It's awesome.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy.
Coming to town this year. Alanis Morissette. She's going to be at T-Mobile.
Did you see who else? Oh, I love him. Pitbull. Coming to Starlight. That'll be good.
Does he even say anything in his own songs?
Yes.
No.
He dances.
Yeah, he dances. I have nothing against Pitbull. I like his music and all. But it's always somebody else who's actually performing this. He's like a dancing Milli Vanilli.
Wow.
He just goes, yeah, yeah, a lot in his songs. Yeah, yeah. And everybody else is doing the work.
He's like,
just cool.
He's like the Oates in Hall & Oates.
Yes.
Where, you know, he does the clap.
He's like the John Oates.
Private Eye.
You know?
That was about it. I will
right
go
there.
Just to watch him dance.
Is there a clean song that we can play?
I don't know how much of his songs are clean, so yeah. I'd rather not just skip around.
All right.
Okay. By the way, quick update to something Dana had mentioned last hour. The upside-down squeeze bottle was actually invented in 1991 by Paul Brown. Not a woman, a man.
Paulina.
No, Paul. It says named Paul Brown. He sold the product to everyone from shampoo companies to ketchup companies, even to NASA.
Yeah.
And that he invented it in 1991. In 1995, he sold his company for $13 million.
Who are we kidding? He probably stole the idea from a woman.
Thank you,
Dana.
Sam.
Right, it was his wife. His wife came up with the idea.
Duh. Yeah, her name's Paulina, oddly enough.
Credit. Yeah.
Isn't it weird how certain products over the years have not changed at all?
What are you thinking about?
Stick deodorant.
Yeah, but most people use the spray now, don't they?
No one has changed stick deodorant in the way that ketchup changed after all those years.
They have like the kind that you can squeeze out now. It's more gel.
Ugh, now that grosses me out. I don't want something wet and gross on my armpits.
So your preferences haven't changed.
My dad used to use this, I think it was called Arid Extra Dry, and it looked like a skull can. And it was a cream. And you would rub the cream under your arms. That's disgusting.
Does he sweat a lot or something?
No, like that was just back in the day. That was his go-to deodorant. I think he uses normal deodorant now. It's disgusting.
Never heard of it.
The other thing that has never changed.
Bar soap.
Is bar soap, toothpaste. It's still the disgusting mess coming out of that tube. If you're Chris, is perfectly clean. They've not improved that.
Are you a top squeezer on the...
I just mash it and it globs out
too.
And it gets everywhere. It drives him crazy.
I'm a toothbrush or toothpaste masher, yes.
That would kill me. Now, the screw top or the flip top? Flip top's where it's at.
I'm
a screw top squeezer.
But isn't it weird how there are certain products out there, unlike ketchup, that have just never changed. There could be improvements to all of that stuff.
Hot pockets have never changed.
Well, duh.
I mean, if you get it right the first time.
Right?
Hot pockets.
Hot pockets.
Caliente pockets. So funny.
That would be a great excuse to play a little Jim Gaffigan.
We do not need to play Gaffigan. It just piqued my brain when you said the ketchup was invented by a man.
Okay. What other products have not changed? I think a lot of products have not changed.
I mean, like the receptacle, the mechanism by which we get stuff at the grocery store. Cereal is all still in a box with a...
Unless you buy the generic brand, that's
in a bag. With a cellophane insert that makes it go bad quicker.
Is that true?
I'm a little slow tonight. I had a Hot Pocket for dinner. Good to see I'm not the only white trash here.
So funny. He's so funny.
Anyway, we digress.
All right, story here. Sad story out of Bonner Springs. This one's from Fox 4, but you can find it anywhere. The Bonner Springs Police Department says a 14-year-old is dead after falling off of a moving vehicle yesterday morning. Oh, God bless.
Wait, off?
Off the vehicle.
Of?
Not out of, but off the vehicle. We don't know what kind of vehicle it was. I don't know if it was a truck, if it was a car. I have no idea. I don't even know if it was a motorcycle, for that matter. It just says, but I doubt it was a motorcycle. It says somebody else was driving. It was a boy. It was a teenage boy. According to police, officers were called to the 2200 block of South 138th on a medical emergency. When they got to the scene, police say they determined one juvenile was driving the vehicle. Two juveniles were riding on it. So it was not a motorcycle.
Like a car surfing?
Fox 4 doesn't have those details, and we looked at the other news sources in town. Nobody seems to say if it was car surfing or how they were on the vehicle. I don't know if they were riding in the bed of a pickup truck standing up.
One of the questions I wanted to ask you, obviously, if you're car surfing on top of a car, that's
not good.
Not good. Do people still ride in the back of a pickup truck?
I bet they do in some rural communities.
It's not legal to do that.
I don't know that it's illegal.
Sam?
It would be illegal on a highway for sure.
If it's a child, absolutely.
Yeah, 14-year-old. I'm sure 18, a 14-year-old can't ride in the bed of a pickup truck.
Let me look that up.
But, I mean, what happened in this story is obviously tragic, obviously awful. It's just amazing how quickly I read that story, and I'm like, oh my God. And then I thought to myself, I don't know that I ever car surfed.
But you used to do that?
I used to ride in the bed of a pickup. I've ridden in the bed of a pickup truck before. Oh. Yeah.
Standing up over the top?
By the way, it's probably definitely illegal because there's no seat belts.
Hmm. Anyway, I don't know if anybody has, and I'm not asking for text line information. I'm just curious, when we'll know what happened. You know, I feel bad for the family, obviously. It must be terrible.
I'm curious if South 138th Street 2 in Bonner, let's look that up, is that a major thoroughfare?
I don't think so.
Not, okay.
It would be a north-south road because it's in Wyandotte County.
And they don't understand the grid pattern.
Right.
The rest of the country uses. Yeah. That always drove me nuts about KCK.
Wyandotte County's numbers go a
different
way.
We're going to go at a different route. Please don't.
It's like
can
New
we
York
just get a simple grid pattern?
We
the
have
names
has,
going one way and the well, numbers going the other way.
We have one. Wyandotte County don't want to fly.
It's backwards. Why, when they developed that town, did they decide to do it completely opposite from everyone else?
I have no idea.
If you were on State Avenue, don't be thinking that's north and south because it ain't. If you've got direction issues like I do, don't get lost in KCK.
No.
You will never find your way out.
Wyandotte County, strangely, they go from the east side to the west side, the numbers get higher. And so if you're on 138th Street, you're obviously in western Wyandotte County. If you're on 7th Street, you're in eastern Wyandotte County. Whereas even the communities here, like if you're on, say, 75th Street.
You know you're on east-west.
Yeah, and if you're on 75th Street in Johnson County and you go over State Line Road, you're on 75th Street in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah, it stays the same.
Yeah.
Well, 95th turns into Bannister. And
there
it gets
are
really
a couple.
Confusing.
There's like Redbridge Road, but I've just learned those over the years that Minor Drive and Redbridge are basically the continuation of a number. In Wyandotte, all of the numbers are names. All of the names are numbers for the most part.
They were feeling very perpendicular.
Yeah, very. We don't know how this kid was on this car, whether he was car surfing or standing up in the bed of a pickup truck. We don't know. But it does create a larger conversation on the text line. Somebody says, I went full Teen Wolf when I was a kid.
Now, you remember that?
You have to remember that this is behavior that when we were kids,
we laughed at. We laughed at.
Yeah. I mean, think about Teen Wolf. Strangely, they're all Michael J. Fox movies, too.
Back to the Future. He's behind the car on the skateboard.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Which I've seen people do that before.
Until you get sucked under the car and you're dead.
Well, you're hopefully not going that fast. But in Teen Wolf, he car surfs in probably the most remembered scene in that entire movie. Somebody says, I just saw kids riding in the back of a pickup truck last night in Olathe. And we hear about this and we're like, oh my God, but come on. I lost count how many times in high school somebody say, just get in the bed of the truck. Let's go.
Women used to also smoke when they were pregnant. I mean, we have gotten better about certain things that back in the 70s and even 80s were considered normal behavior.
576-7798. 576-7798. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Out in the country past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boot scoot boogie.
Let me just preface it by saying, may God bless this young man and his family. But we were talking about the 14-year-old boy who died yesterday morning in Bonner Springs. He fell off of a vehicle. He was not in it. He was on it on South 138th Street. And just the initial reaction is, oh, my God, why? And yet you have to remember that when we were kids, we did stupid stuff, too, like that. Rob in Olathe, you're next, my friend. Hello, Rob.
Scott, hey, how are you?
Hey, Rob.
I'm the dude with nine kids. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's good to hear your voice.
Hey, man, when I was a kid, so I grew up in the late 70s and the early 80s, and it wasn't just stupidity back then. It was necessity before we had all those laws. My mom, so I've got two brothers and two sisters, and then my aunt, her sister, had three kids. And so you got six kids and two females going food shopping in a VW Bug. And so you'd have six of us in that small back seat, two or three of us on the floor, two or three of us in the back, no seatbelt, with groceries on our lap, groceries in the trunk. It's just what you did then. That or, you know, I remember going with my friend's family in a station wagon. And we'd lay down in that back compartment, those back, you know, where you the storage compartment there. We'd have two or three of us laying down. Now, I remember when you used to have to, when you smoked on airplanes. I mean,
they used to have the little ashtray on the armrest. Remember that?
Yep.
But I remember the smoke. I mean, vaguely. I mean, it was a long time ago when I was a kid, but. You know, I remember the stink and the smell and the smoke in the plane, and it was just a different time. I mean, you guys have seen all those memes about, you know, I lived back, you know, before you had seatbelts and this and that, and I survived. But, you know, but it wasn't done in recklessness either. I mean, people paid attention or had, you know, they weren't goofy. Well, I guess, yeah.
I was going to say, what do you mean it wasn't reckless? We were reckless, and we were dumb.
Well, but we didn't know any better, and we weren't, you know, riding around. You know, God bless this guy and his family, but just a different time.
Right.
It's sad that,
All right, Rob. Hey, do appreciate the call, man. Really do. Jackie on line three. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, go ahead.
Unfortunately, I was right behind the boys.
Oh, no.
I was leaving the YMCA, and we share a common driveway. There was the driver, and then these two other boys were standing on the back bumper of a small Ford SUV, hanging on to the luggage rack on the top.
Wait, say that again. They were on the back bumper of a small Ford SUV, hanging on the what?
The rack on the top.
Oh, the like a luggage rack?
Correct.
Okay.
Right. And then instead of going straight to match up with the street that exits from the parking lot, he turned left into what used to be the old bus yard parking lot. So it was a big parking lot there.
Okay.
When he turned left, this young man fell off. And that was the end. I mean, we called 911. One gentleman got out and said he's not, or one of the boys yelled.
We don't need to get into the graphic details, but.
Okay. There were three coaches on the nearby football field, and they came up, provided assistance, and then all of the response vehicles came and did everything they could. So,
Jackie, I am so sorry. What was your first thought when you saw it? Were you going to, in your mom voice, say something, or did you just think, you know, that's not probably a good idea?
I had my 15-year-old grandson with me, and he had been working out at the gym.
Yeah.
So he also witnessed the whole thing.
Oh, God.
And when we followed them initially, we both said, this is not going to be good.
Yeah. You mentioned the YMCA, so I looked up a map of Bonner, because I've been to the Bonner Springs YMCA. That's on the south. That's on the south side of town. It's not in some faraway rural community. This is right in town.
Absolutely,
it's right next to the high school.
Right next to the football field.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to speculate, but at that time when I go into the Y, there's a whole bunch of students on the field, and we speculate that they're doing the summer strengthening training.
Yeah, sure.
And working out in the morning, and they had finished that about. Same time we finished up at the Y, and it was about 10 minutes to 10.
Jackie,
and we just coincidentally pulled out.
I am so sorry, and I am so sorry that your 15-year-old was in the car. I'm sorry for the coaches that were there.
Mm. Yeah, the Y is just on the south side of Bonner. It's right off the highway. Or not off the highway, but off a major road. And 138th Street is basically the far... not the far west, but it is definitely the west side, southwest side of Bonner. It's just north of the high school. Yeah. So they're in town. They were in town. 576-7798. I don't know what else to say other than, you know, may God bless this young man and his family.
And everyone who was there. And Scott, I would say that also includes the young people who were his friends, who in a million years woke up yesterday and never thought that this would happen.
Yeah.
This is something that will affect every single one of those folks that were there forever, and it's awful.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll get an update on the news and then wrap up the last half hour of the Tuesday edition Dana and Parks program here on KMBZ.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
I'd like to call an executive meeting of the board of directors of the Dana and Parks program, if I could, please.
Yes, please.
All three with an equal vote. In light of the heavy on the heart and mind subject that we just discussed,
yes.
And I don't believe we've ever done this in the 5 o'clock hour of the program before, I'd like to make a motion for a Terrible Joke Tuesday at 5:45 this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
I am in favor of that motion.
So I have a second.
I think it sounds like a great way to wrap up the show.
We've never done it in the 5 o'clock hour as far as I can remember. It's always in the 3 o'clock because that ends up getting replayed in the bonus hour.
It is Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. And we need something to just finish the day on a little bit of a lighthearted note, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right. So we will do Terrible Joke Tuesday at 5:45 this afternoon. Story here. I know Mark Lavoie's had this in a couple of his newscasts. A New Jersey school board has reverse plans to remove all holiday names from their school calendar after parents, who are we kidding, they were furious and expressed outrage at an emergency meeting. The Randolph, New Jersey Board of Education voted 8-1 last night to reinstate the holiday names after dozens of members of the community voiced outrage during a public comment portion. There were some even calling for the entire board and the superintendent to resign. They voted 8-1 to reinstate the names. Earlier this month, the board voted to start listing holidays, not just religious holidays, but all holidays, as a day off on the school calendar with a number.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number two.
So it wasn't just Christmas or Easter.
Holiday number three.
Memorial Day was going to be, you know, holiday number four. Thanksgiving was going to be holiday number two.
Happy
whatever.
Holiday number two.
Yeah. And they did receive backlash for renaming Columbus Day as Indigenous Peoples Day, even though the other holidays were to be without names. Okay. And so anyway.
I kind of liked numbering them.
Holiday number one for for Memorial Day, when we honor a sacred holiday to remember those who have given their lives for this country.
Well, we'll make that number one.
Holiday number six. What are you doing for holiday number six? Oh, you know, we're going up to the National Cemetery to visit my uncle. He died in Korea.
Oh, God. Happy number six.
Hey, same to you, six. It's so dumb.
I know. Even I can't defend it.
So dumb. Also last night, the Overland Park City Council voting 10-2 in favor of toll lanes on Highway 69. If you live in South Overland Park or have to use 69 to get to or from someplace, you know that during rush hour, it is a nightmare. And that's putting it nicely.
And the answer is making us pay for it?
Well, they're going...
Please let me pay you for that nightmare.
Express toll lanes. So I'm trying to figure this out. Overland Park and KDOT are now going to take the project to the Turnpike Authority for their approval. So it's not there yet, but it's going there. And I'm a little bit unclear as to how this is going to work. Do people get to still use 69? And then if you want to pay a little extra... I think the Star had an article not too long ago called The Highway for the Haves and the Have-Nots. So if you want to pay the toll, I think it was like $1.75, you get to ride in the fast lane. If you want to, if you're just wanting to ride with the riffraff, you don't pay anything. That's the way I understood.
How much slower is it to ride with the riffraff?
Well, you assume that the riffraff is going to be normal traffic, so it's still going to be a pain in the ass. And then you look over there, and it's like the HOV lanes in most places. 69 Highway is a turd.
Well, it was wonderful for its time, however many years ago that they came up with it.
Right. And then a thing called 135th Street happened.
Well, population boom happened.
And then 151st.
Yes.
And then 170, and
199th. Yeah. Hell, I was out there the other day.
And what's happened is the area grew massively.
And the roads did not.
And Highway 69 was still a two-lane highway each direction. And the problem with it is, I don't know if you've been out on 69 recently, but there really isn't room to grow.
Without taking property?
Or completely realigning bridge work and
yeah.
entrance and exit ramps, yeah. I don't know who the genius was behind, let's just keep the highway the same and keep growing. But...
Well, they just kicked the can down to every next administration because it's not sexy to do that. It's a complete PIA to do that.
So anyway, that's going to happen. They are going to expand a little bit, at least, I presume. And this is the story from this from Channel 5 here doesn't go into any great detail about how they're going to fix this, other than the council did approve a toll lane, a toll express lane. You remember about 20 years ago we had the cows all over town?
Yeah.
The cow sculptures. There's a new campaign coming to town. This will be the Parade of Hearts.
I love it.
I knew you would. Organizers say they expect to install 100 to 200 sculptures across the Kansas City region in March, just in time for the Big 12 basketball tournament, and they will be large heart sculptures. So if you guys remember back in the early 2000s, late 1990s, I can't remember exactly which it was, cows started showing up all over. They were
the cows on parade,
beautifully decorated. People would take pictures with them.
We've had bears, we've had cows, we did have bears. I purchased one and then donated it to the elementary school. We have had the creepy bunnies. I don't like talking about because they creep me out. The Plaza bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
That no matter what anyone says will not go away. That is a tradition that will not die. I think it's a great idea. I love art. Put it up there. I'll go around and take pictures of the art.
Okay, so that's going to start in March. It's going to be the Parade of
Did you also
Hearts.
Hear, speaking of cows, there's a reindeer on the loose somewhere?
That's
Sam,
in Lawrence.
Where is that?
Yeah, it's in Douglas County. Somebody's personal reindeer got out.
Can we back up and ask who the hell has a personal reindeer?
His name is Ilo. Ilo the reindeer. He escaped from a home in southern Douglas County.
Who in southern Douglas? Is it even legal to have a reindeer?
I don't think it's illegal.
He's loved.
It says, have you seen me? This is from the Douglas County Sheriff's Department. You cannot make this up. My name is Ilo, and I've escaped from my home. I was last seen in the 1400 block of N1 Road. So that's going to be way...
It's right on the border with Franklin County.
On the border of Franklin County.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a picture of this thing. And then right after that, they write, reindeer update, I've been located, thank you for everyone's help. That's at the very end of the email. But they don't say how it was located, why it was located, where it was located, or who the heck has a reindeer in Lawrence.
What's wrong with having a reindeer? It's not like a tiger.
It's not like the guy in Manhattan who had two alligators.
I don't think you're supposed to have them.
Why not? They're not dangerous.
Now Googling, is it legal to own a reindeer?
Reindeer are native to Northern Europe and Asia. Alaska does have a few. However, they were imported from Siberia. I don't know. I feel like, aren't they supposed to be in a cold climate, or am I wrong?
According to Exotic Pets, fortunately, you can still own a reindeer.
Okay.
What would be wrong with owning a reindeer?
Why?
You can even own a single humped camel if you like.
Why?
A toucan, which I thought... were endangered, or an elk.
Anyway, I'm glad they found
people
it.
People own llamas. I mean...
Well, that's different.
Why?
I don't know. Because llamas are used for their fur?
Yeah, really?
No. Those are alpacas.
Those
sorry.
Are awesome.
Sorry. I'm thinking alpacas. You can make all kinds of stuff from alpaca stuff. I just don't really know what the point would be owning a reindeer.
There's actually an alpaca farm just south of here, like an hour that you can go tour.
They're awesome. Lovely. And they make all kinds of like salves and...
His name is Yaya.
Okay. Wow.
I'm not kidding.
Really?
His name is Yaya. He's super cool.
Okay.
Somebody says there's a zebra in Warrensburg. I mean, what's wrong with that?
I just feel like we shouldn't be owning things like that. Zebras belong like in Africa or wherever they're from.
They're from Africa.
Thank you. Well, I've seen Madagascar.
Okay.
So there's penguins there too?
I did ask what might be the dumbest question that's ever come out of my mouth the other day. I was with a girlfriend. We're on a golf cart, and I'm filling my little hole with sand. And I said, can I ask you the dumbest question? She goes, what? I go, where does sand come from?
Oh, God.
Have you ever thought about that? What is sand?
You like an answer?
No, we don't get it like from the beach. When you have like bulk sand, where does that come from?
It's really finely ground rock.
Rock. That's what she said.
What's the truth? I did.
Well, I bet it does come. I don't know about coming from a beach, but I bet it comes from the ocean. They dredge it.
No, they do not.
Do you know how glass is made?
Yes, that's call it from glass ground up into insulation.
What?
Just promote Terrible Joke Tuesday. We're going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday coming up in just a handful of minutes before she loses her ever-loving mind. Your jokes
have questions like that never pop into your head.
Where does sand come from?
Yeah.
No. You know what else pops in your head? How do I get home tonight?
Which way do I go?
That was last night. I didn't have a car.
Don't call in your jokes. You have to text them in. Make sure they are clean, all right? Arable but terrible. That's all we ask for. Arable but terrible. The phone number is the same as the text line. So just 913-576-7798. We'll do Terrible Joke Tuesday coming up in just a moment. Your jokes have to be arable but terrible here on Dana and Parks. All right, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Terrible Joke Tuesday. Your jokes have to be arable but terrible, and you have to text them in to 913-576-7798. 913-576-7798. Sam over there.
Yeah, what's that?
You ever wonder why the little green pepper didn't practice archery?
No, why?
Yeah, he didn't habanero.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Why did Mozart kill all of his chickens?
Why did Mozart kill all of his chickens?
He kept asking them who the best composer was, and they all just kept saying, Bach, Bach, Bach.
You know that last time I went to Colorado, did I tell you their mountains aren't just funny? They're hill areas.
Dana.
Yes.
You know, I used to always get these small shocks when I would touch metal objects.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it recently stopped, though. Needless to say, I'm ecstatic.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam. What's going on, buddy?
What does a nosy pepper do?
What does a nosy pepper do? I don't know.
It gets all up in, your business. Delivery two.
We screw that up every single time.
I know.
What do you get if you cross a sheepdog, Scott, with a rose?
Sheepdog? I don't know.
A cauliflower.
Hey, Sam over there.
What's that, Scott?
You know why you never fight a dinosaur?
No.
You'll get your ass kicked.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Did I tell you if you're in a canoe and it flips over in the water, you can safely wear it on your head? Do you know why?
No.
Because it's capsized.
Why are we over-enunciating the jokes?
Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's going on, buddy?
Did I tell you that last night I dreamed I was a muffler?
What?
Yeah, I woke up exhausted.
Oh, man. Hey, Danny, you know I once tied all my watches into a big belt?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I just realized it was a waste of time.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana, what's going on?
Did you know once I was told to stop stealing kitchen utensils?
Really?
I said, no, it's a risk I'm willing to take.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam?
What's at the bottom of the ocean and shivers?
What is at the bottom of the ocean and shivers?
A nervous wreck.
Dana. You ever wonder how you stop an astronaut's baby from crying?
How do you stop an astronaut's baby from crying?
Yeah, you just rock it.
So stupid. Did I tell you the joke about the skunk the other day, Sam?
No, what about it?
Never mind, it really stinks.
Dude, you know, I'm so excited to get back to going to see concerts. I just got concert tickets for 45 cents.
Really?
Yeah. Headliners are 50 cent and Nickelback.
Hey, Sam.
Oh, what's that, Dana?
Have I ever told you about the time I put a dartboard on the ceiling?
No. What happened?
It was disgusting. It made me throw up.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam. What's going on, buddy?
What's the best thing about Switzerland?
Best thing about Switzerland, I don't know.
Yeah, their flag's a big plus.
Hey, Sam, you ever wonder which knight invented the round table?
Never thought about that.
Yeah, it's really simple. Circumference.
Did you know, Scott, out of all of the inventions in the last 100 years,
yeah,
the dry erase board is probably the most remarkable.
Dana, my neighbor, I moved into this new neighborhood, and my neighbor was scared to plant an apple tree.
Oh.
Yeah. I told him, just grow a pear.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
What's it called when a chameleon...
Sorry.
What's it called when a chameleon can't change its colors anymore?
I don't know.
A reptile dysfunction.
Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's going on, buddy?
What did the man in the orthopedic shoes say?
I don't know.
I stand corrected.
Scott.
Yeah, Dana.
Did you hear about the one that time that a weasel walked into a bar and the bartender said, "What can I get you?"
No.
Pop, goes the weasel.
What was that?
So bad. Oh, it was so bad. Hey, Dana.
Yes.
You ever wonder what kind of car a pumpkin pie drives?
I have not wondered what kind of car a pumpkin pie drives.
Drives a cool whip.
Wow.
The young kids understand that. You know, cars are called whips now.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, what do you call a herd of sheep tumbling down a hill?
I don't know.
Lamb slide.
Ooh.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Scott.
What do you call a duck that makes all A's?
I don't know.
A wise quacker.
Hey, Sam, did I tell you about that time I saw a dwarf climbing down a prison wall?
No.
I thought to myself, that's a little condescending.
Wow.
Let's see here.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, what's going on,
what's
Sam?
What's Forrest Gump's password?
I don't know.
One, Forrest, one.
Scott?
Yes?
Did I tell you the other day I pulled a muscle digging for gold?
No.
Yeah, they call it a minor injury.
Kelly just texted me and said, are you guys high?
Hey, why do Eskimos clean their laundry in tide, Scott?
Why do Eskimos... I don't know.
It's way too cold out, Tide.
All right, we gotta get out of here, man.
What do you call a teacher with gas?
What?
A tutor.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gone. Goodbye. On behalf of our producer today, ladies and gentlemen, the finest man in all of America, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Ryan, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And most importantly, be good to one another.
Nothing from the ground is good enough. Body rise.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.